This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people protested across France Saturday against the imposition of a health pass for a wide array of social venues as the country battles with the fourth wave of coronavirus infections. It is the third weekend in a row that people opposed to President Emmanuel Macron's new set of COVID-19 measures took to the streets. As unusual shows of determination at this time of the year, marked by a slowdown of the country's activity, citizens take their summer break. Visitors heading to museums, cinemas, or swimming pools in France are already denied entry if they cannot produce the health pass showing that they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 or have had a recent negative test. A new law that French Parliament approved this week will make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for health workers and extend the imposition of the health pass to bars, restaurants, trade shows, trains, as well as hospitals. In the U.S. state of Florida, the new epicenter for COVID cases in the country, it reported 21,683 new cases of COVID-19. That is the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic. That's according to federal health data released Saturday, as its theme park resorts again started asking visitors to wear masks indoors. The state has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for around a fifth of all new cases in the U.S. as a highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus continues to spread. The Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has resisted mandatory mask mandates and vaccine requirements thus far. This is VOA News. The U.S. Navy is assisting an Israeli-managed petroleum products tanker that was attacked on Thursday off the coast of Oman. That's according to the U.S. military Saturday, adding the ship was almost likely hit by a drone strike. Still, photographs released by U.S. Navy on Friday showed preparations underway to assist the damaged tanker. Mercer Street, a Liberian-flagged Japanese-owned vessel, is currently being escorted by the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan, the U.S. Central Command said in a statement. Israel's foreign minister blamed Iran for the attack, which killed two crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, and there was no immediate official reaction from Iran. Tunisian authorities jailed an opposition lawmaker and charged four members of the powerful Islamist movement Ennahda, according to local media. The moves came after the president decided to suspend parliament and seize exceptional powers. The Ennahda members were accused of trying to incite violence outside the parliament after President Kais Saied's announcement Sunday. The president says he is trying to save the country amid public anger at the government over joblessness, rising prices, and one of Africa's worst coronavirus outbreaks. Critics, most notably Ennahda, accused him of a coup. China and India have missed a UN deadline to submit fresh targets for cutting their greenhouse gas emissions. Officials say the world's two most populous countries are among dozens that failed to provide an update on their plans to the UN Climate Change Agency by July 31st. China is a country with the world's highest emissions, while India is third. The United States, which submitted its new target in April, is the second biggest global emitter. Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Syria, and 82 other nations also failed to declare new goals that would be included in a report the UN is preparing for an international climate change summit in November in Scotland. Recapping one of our top stories, going back to the U.S. state of Florida, it is in fact the new epicenter for COVID-19 cases in the country, now reporting a record high of nearly 22,000 cases of COVID-19. And the state has, again, become the national epicenter for the coronavirus, accounting for around a fifth of all new cases in the United States as a highly contagious Delta variant wreaks havoc. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.